You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs Podcast.
Right, guys, we're laughing already. We haven't even started yet. It's episode 56 of the Mundy Maniacs Podcast. We're here. It's the last episode that I will be co-hosting from mainland China.
Yeah.
And I'm joined right here in Shenzhen, China with Batman Kai.
Hi.
It almost looks like a yee-haw. Yee-haw. Hey, Batman Kai's here. That's awesome. Sarah is joining us from Akashi, Japan. And PJ is coming from Osaka, Japan. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy, howdy.
Awesome. Okay, so it is episode 56, which kind of was, it's always cool. I have to always check on Spotify every time. I'm like, where are we? Where are we right now? And it's 56. So we're moving along. We're moving along. And again, like I mentioned, it's our last episode from mainland China. And that's kind of the news kind I want to share. Tomorrow's our last full day in our house.
Yep.
Monday, we turn the keys over to the landlord and move into a hotel. Tuesday, we hop over to Hong Kong, and on Wednesday morning, we'll be in Japan. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
We're recording this on a Saturday night. It is June 10th when we record this, so yeah, just a few days left, and what are you excited about, Kai? Munzee-wise.
Yeah, Munzee. just tapping, actually being able to play Munzee and catching up.
We're just super stoked to be able to play Munzee. Yeah, so we're going to be landing in Tokyo at Narita Airport, and I've already purchased some blasts, some bums, we will use those. And what? Then we're going. Where are we going?
Disneyland and Disney Sea.
Mm-hmm. We're going to spend a couple of days at Disneyland and Disney Sea, and we know there's a lot of Munzees there. So we're looking forward to capping those. And then we'll be down to Osaka, where, we'll be capping and burning the phones out. We've got power banks for our phones ready to charge them, because we know that when you play a game like Munzee, the battery goes real quick. So we've got all these big battery packs we'll be carrying in our backpacks around and just having a lot of fun. So we're excited. Yeah, you know, folks, none of that negative stuff of me complaining like I have been for years now about Munzee here. Things where the lights are there at the tunnel. We're crawling through the tunnel. We're touching the light. So just a few days, we're going to be in Japan and really excited.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to call you Mr. Sunshine from now on.
Yeah, that's it. And PJ knows Kai's here, so PJ's playing with Zoom filters. So how about you guys? What have you been up to? Let's talk. I don't have much to report. That's what I have to report. So what's up with you guys?
Got nothing.
Hey, Kev, you need to tell everybody you're back in Clam, though. You forgot to tell
everybody. Yeah, that. There we go.
You and Kai are back in Clam after 5 months.
We are back in Clam Wars for the first time since December of 2022. And we haven't been able to play for a long time. Now, I'll go back to a little bit of we are still having technical issues, but we wanted to join Clan this month or the month of June, because we know that partway through the month we will be in Japan where we don't have to rely. Well, we just play the game normally, and we can actually get all the points we need to do really well just within a few days of being in Osaka. So we're back in Clan, and it's really cool to be in Clan and get the rewards that we haven't been getting any for a long time. So, which will be really great as we move to the latter part of the summer. We're going to be in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, to visit my brother and my mother. And there's not much there, so we'll try to develop that little town a bit. And then we move to Penang, Malaysia, which is completely underdeveloped, and we'll be building a new map there. So we need lots of things in our inventories. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago when we said we have to build a new map.
Right? Yeah. True.
Well,
we got here.
He remembers well.
It doesn't seem that long ago, but yeah, 4 years ago. No, because it was 3 years ago here in Japan, and PJ, you introduced
3 years.
So we got back here about 3 years ago, and
we said the same thing.
And the thing is that the people listening to the podcast, the people on the water cooler, the fine folks who in the Munsee community really stepped up and really helped us build a map, which was super fantastic. And yeah, so we're going to be kind of building a little bit of, like, when we go to Canada, we'll build a little bit. We'll put some stuff for something to do. But I'm just hoping to, like, maybe get my brother into it or maybe introduce the game to a few relatives. And then obviously when we get to Penang, that's going to be my main driving force will be to try to get more people into the game. We won't be held back by technology or government systems that don't want us to access things like that.
So, yeah. Very discreet. Very, 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 very well, Kevin. Nobody would figure out what you're talking about.
Lattices would be, but wink, wink, or whip countries we're talking about. But when we're in Malaysia, but yeah, so I think it'll be a lot easier to get people involved. So I'm stoked. So yeah, what do you got going on with you guys? Sarah, how about you? What's up with Sarah in Munsee these days?
Not much.
Or Kobe Z's, as we know her.
Yeah, don't forget my real name, okay? Kobe. I haven't been doing much, just my normal stuff, but I am really looking forward to July 9th in Osaka Park.
What's July 9th? We've got
why would you be looking?
July 9th would be the first annual Osaka Bash.
Ooh.
First annual. That means we're going to have one every single year in July. Okay, put it on your calendars, everybody. So people, you can come overseas. You want to go to Japan next summer? Come in July. And we're going to have an Osaka Bash every year from now on.
Every year? Wow. That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. I'm willing to commit to once a year.
we'll shout that out to folks. We know that a lot of people have been coming to Japan and playing Munsee in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
Now that tourism is not just coming back, it has come back to Japan with a vengeance, from what I've heard.
Already
complaining about it in other places.
Too many people. There are suitcases everywhere on the train. but that means a lot of players have been coming too, which has been very
mm-hmm. nice.
So we hope that
we have gotten a lot of love. Osaka Park is just jam packed now of Munsees I haven't gotten yet. And so I can't wait until July 9th.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be staying near there. Like, our Airbnb is close to it. So I think we'll be definitely hitting it a few times before the event to kind of get stuff and I think the little area around where our Airbnb is one of the few relatively undeveloped areas within the city.
I've been flopping lots.
Oh, I don't know if that sounds like it's good or bad.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I've been flopping.
I feel like I need to get a room spray or some kind of air freshener.
Oh, boys, I tell you. I've been deploying Munsees near charming bars, tempura, ramen shops, manga cafes, anything that I think might be of interest to Kevin and the family. And yet, this is the thanks I get.
I make for the plopping smells.
I could have phrased that better. Let's stick to the editing.
Let's stick with that. Okay,
so that's it, guys. July 9th, Osaka Summer Dash in Osaka Castle Park in Osaka, Japan. I know we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We will drag little Sumiko Neko, my daughter, out to play a little bit. My wife will probably reluctantly come for an hour or so, just not to play Munsee, but just to say hi to you guys.
And it's a lovely park. It's a lovely park, right? I mean, there's lots to do there. And since you guys have left, they've built it up even more. So there's lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So PJ, how about you? What's up with you?
What's up? Other than my coffin, let me tell you. First of all, I want to say a shout out to Super Chuckles. He's a player and I assume a listener. He has put like 4,000 thank you cards in my neighborhood, forcing me to walk in my creaky knees. And you remember my creaky knees, Kai. You used to tease them all the time. Well, they're creaking, But I've been out there capping. So with Double Point Weekend, I've been anyway, thank you to him. I know he's put before, and Sarah, he's hit your neck of the woods as well, I believe.
Yeah, he put like 2,000 in my neighborhood, made me walk those dogs everywhere.
2,000. You see how she's trying to one-up me? This girl is coming for me, by the way.
You said 4,000, PJ.
Did I? I don't even listen to me. But I'll let me tell you my mind.
You're plopping, you're dropping, you're doing all the, what's going on here?
I don't teach the younger ones. I don't do math. My point is that this girl is coming for me. You can see her on my friend list climb up, and she's now, within the year, she's going to challenge me for King of East Asia, which I admit is a very small hill to be on. But nonetheless, it is my hill. What are you? Don't give me that side eye look, Kai. You're way too young for Batman. Kai just gave me a look that a 50-year-old would give another 50-year-old that says, wow, you're childish. But I don't care because she's coming and I see that she's coming and she's climbing. She's climbing the ladder and there's nothing I can do because I'm, you know me, I play at max to begin with. So there's no more gas to give in the car.
Hey, Kai. Kai,
you've always got gas. You've always got gas.
Give me high five. Give me some skin, man.
But okay, so. listeners, I apologize. We're getting derailed, but hey, we're just all happy.
They're not new to this. Derail is where we live. Oh, yeah. Come on.
This is the Munsey Maniacs flaming train wreck of a podcast.
Derail.
So Super Chuckles has been sharing our joy with you guys, and that's really awesome. It's so cool.
People support us
by doing cool things like this. Yeah, that's really cool. It's nice that you guys can actually open a map and see where cards might be. I wouldn't know what that's like, to be honest, which is why I'm really glad no one is sending cards to me, because I would not know.
It's the countdown. Two more days. That's a good point.
We should check for you. There may be thousands of cards.
I sent Kevin cards, but he didn't cap them. I was like, oh, sorry, didn't know they're there. I'll just one.
I had 2,000. He had 4,000. You probably got 6,000, dude.
The cold SOB that you are is not capping a single one.
Yeah. What was it? I showed you guys last night. I sent you a screen cap. I'm like, well, apparently I can no longer access Munsey on my laptop now. It was blocked. It was like, really? People with a VPN? Who knows what that's all about. But it did open up this morning for a few minutes, and I was able to do some capping for 20 minutes, which made me happy.
You know, I think it's funny that somewhere there's a sensor that's flipping a switch every few minutes just because he's got nothing else to do. He's thinking, it's coffee break in 5. Let's turn off this VPN. Let's turn on that one. And let's go to lunch. You know what I mean? And you just get mauled in his or her purely office work desire just to pretend to be busy for another few hours.
Right. And then they flip off that switch and go to lunch. All of a sudden I can play Munsey while they're at lunch, and they come back and turn it back on. And then, oh, well, there goes my Munsey. So Super Chuckles. And what else is going on with you, PJ? Anything else you're doing, playing,
fancying? Growing hair.
No, you're not.
Yes.
You're going where?
Did you say that? Where? First of all, how very dare you, Sarah? As an old man, I'm having to pull hair out my ears now.
Oh, that's where. Okay.
No, I just
comb over one of those comb overs, like flip it, grow it long into the ear, and flip it over the head.
No. You know, Kai, you shouldn't laugh because, genetically speaking, you got a good shot of joining the club at some point. I'm just saying, you know, you can work your way up to first class, but your dad and I are already there. And by the way, your dad is so there, even if he doesn't admit it. He can hold on to those 3 pieces of hair and say he's balding. But you know, at some point, you know, when 50% has passed, it's time to shave, Kevin. Move on. Let it go.
Wait, guys. All right.
By the way, there were other things. Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out, if I may.
Yes. Oh, I got a stroke.
I'm just leaving.
Another one. Okay, great.
In my wake, left, right, and center, I tell you. What was it? I wanted to say a shout out to another podcast, Treasures of Our Town.
Treasures of Our Town. Okay. Tell us about
By your acquaintance, I know you know the geocaching vlogger, Joshua, does it with C. Michelle. Craig is his name. And they've put up a podcast. It's pretty new. It's only been out a few episodes, but it's not really about geolocation games. I mean, as you know, they're both avid Munzee and geocaching, and I think Pokemon as well, players. Yeah. But it's actually about their travels in North America.
Oh, okay.
So it's I think it might eventually be a great feeder to get people into these games, because they're not really talking about the games, but the games have inspired where they've gone. And I just listened to two episodes recently, one on New Mexico, and I haven't been there in ages. And they talked about that. And then I just finished listening to the one that they did in Florida, and they interviewed Dale and Barb about the Space Coast. And it's just really nice to hear a travelogue.
Yeah.
And, well, that, you know,
so go ahead. Treasures of My Town?
Treasures of My Town, yeah.
Treasures of My Town. I'm going to go subscribe to that.
I know that. It's not directly about geocaching or Munzee, but they do bring it up quite a bit, because that's what inspired their travels.
Well, I mean, like, from – I haven't heard the podcast yet. I will go and definitely subscribe to it, because I just love podcasts and I love podcasting. But one of the cool things – I mean, I've been a fan of Joshua, the geocaching blogger, for years. And C. Michelle, he's in a lot of – you know, videos together, and they have a great rapport, and I know they do events together, but I know that they're both epic travelers because of the game. And I think that's one of the neat things that we've talked about before with Munzee is, for example, Munzee is going to bring you places you normally wouldn't go, right? Geocaching too. Like this summer, when Kai and I are, you know, going to be based in Osaka, but you know, it's kind of like, what do I do? What do I do while I'm there? Well, that's so much to do, because there's so many places I want to go to get Munzees. So I think what's going to happen is that, and I'm going to be honest too, like, I also want to save money. I don't want to spend a lot of money because, you know, I'm finished one job now, and I am going to be traveling a lot in the summer. We're staying in Airbnbs for 2 months. That's not a cheap endeavor. And then we're going
to
be going.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should put your kids to work. We could get Kai to he could clean streets. He could do, you know, trimming in the parks. We could put him to work. You could get a little money.
True. Let's
the
do
fact
that
you just put like all those like those worst jobs you can get, like
as worst jobs, pretty good jobs, man. Yeah. Clean in the street, you get outside, you see people, you meet people.
I feel like better in the park.
Oh,
we can find you worse jobs. Trust me, they're out there, and we can find them for you.
Yes. So I mean, like, I know that there'll be a lot of days where I'm going to be, you know, be sitting at the Airbnb, and there may be evenings where I'm sitting at the Airbnb, and I'll be on Munzee, the website, looking around at the map of the Kansai region and saying, okay, on this morning, I'm going to go to this park, or this day, let's get on the train. Like, for example, where you live, Sarah and Akashi, obviously there's your area, like your neighborhood, which is chock full of stuff, but like Akashi Park, I can't do that all in one day, come to your house for a barbecue and hang out. And so there's definitely, I was saying to my wife last night, there's definitely going to be a day where I hop on the train and go to Akashi Park. And just Akashi Park for a day. And then, you know, I worked in Akashi for a few years, and I worked right by the park. So it's going to be kind of nice to just check that out, eat lunch, you know, kind of see that kind of thing. But there's...
Let me give you some travel advice there, Kevin. Take a local. Don't take the express, because the GPS is not good in her neck of the woods. A local train will give you a little bit of a breather, and I'll let you cap a lot more, because it's frustrating. I'm going there tomorrow for a meeting.
The whole train line is
full.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
filled. All the way from Amagasaki down beyond where she is in Akubo. I mean, It's just chock-a-block.
Cool.
Awesome. That's true.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
And there's a great little restaurant now in Akashi Park in the middle where that convenience store used to be. There's a great little restaurant with good craft beer on tap and a wonderful hamburger. So
the hamburger
is a little bit loose for my taste, but it's still pretty darn good.
Tasted good. Yeah, the beer was good too.
It's my thing with Japanese craft beer craft burger places is it's soft bread.
It's still worth having though.
It's still worth having.
It was good.
It's very
and
good.
It's a great view. You go sit out on the patio.
Cool.
You sit out on the patio and you've got this great view of Akashi Castle. It's amazing. It's so much fun.
Cool.
They've really developed the area. It's very nice.
It's changed a lot of places to work. I know that. They've really developed the whole area around the station. But yeah, so that's a podcast, Treasures of My Town. Folks, go check that out. I'll check it out. I'll download that. So PJ, you were actually just speaking of podcasts. You were on an episode of my other podcast, the Just Asia podcast, which came out today, this morning. And it already has quite a few downloads happening, which is cool. I think we're already getting close to 100 downloads on that episode, which is nice after just a few hours. But what can I say?
PJ's a rock star.
For those of you, that's it. PJ, you can say that all you want. folks, I actually had never mentioned this podcast on that one before, but I do have another one called the Just Asia podcast, where each week I bring on different people across Asia doing interesting things. For some reason, I don't know why PJ came on, but... apparently people are finding it interesting. Been getting some good feedback already. PJ talked about working in universities in Japan. So guys, working hard or hardly working. July 9th, folks, the Osaka Munzi Bash in Osaka Castle Park. We'll all be there. Come and meet us. Anything else, guys?
Just a shout out to the many Munzi travelers who have graced our presence, not personally, but we see them, you know, cap. I got tons of cap on. Maybe once a week, maybe there's somebody coming through and you can just follow them as they move on the map and hit different areas. And more so than I ever thought that we might see. So it's fantastic. Yeah. If any of them are going to be here in July, you know,
come and meet us. I personally can't wait to kind of rejoin the Munzi community once we leave here in a couple of days and we can start, like, I can start deploying the events and stuff.
Hey, Rena.
Oh, there's
Sumiko Neko just entered the room.
Hey, Sumiko Neko.
Another Munzi player has entered the room. She'll have a device and access to Wi-Fi while we're in the car with our pocket watch. She'll be playing a bit. Yeah. Is there anything you want to shout out or say? As we wrap up?
No, I just look forward to seeing those two monkeys and get the hangout with both of you guys, all of you, in a couple of days.
Yeah, jeez. Very soon, right?
We should do a live feed for the podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Whatever.
You could do like a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live. I could do it from my channel. Yeah. I've done a few Facebook Lives on our Munzi Maniacs Facebook group. Everyone out there on the Munzi Maniacs Facebook group, come and join us. We'll promise to do something there. But like my YouTube channel, I know it'll work there. I have a pocket Wi-Fi, so I don't have to worry about data. Mm. So that will work well outside of where I am now, in other countries.
Yeah.
Where you don't need VPNs. Dun, dun, dun. I had to say it. Dun, dun, dun.
If not, our next episode will be Kevin from a different country.
Yes.
That will be exciting.
That's a very new podcast right there, Kevin from a different country.
That's right.
Kevin from a different country.
No, don't inspire me to make more podcasts. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. Already, it's hard enough to get his attention on this one because he's like, it is the Kevin Broadcast Empire.
Basically, yeah. The Kevin Network. The Kevin Podcast Network.
Kevin Network. All Canada all day.
All Canada all day. Yeah, that's right. That's what this is all about. It's all
about. All about. Hey, Rena.
Okay, well, guys, let's finish up this episode. Everyone out there, thank you for listening. Go share us with your Munzee friends. And remember to give us a review and a like wherever you listen to us. Share it when you see us popping up on somewhere like the water cooler or something like that when I share this video or this podcast out. This will come out tomorrow on Sunday the 11th. It's got to come out tomorrow because it'll be a week later before I have a chance. So that's it, guys.
Now or never.
Thank you for your generosity, listeners. Thank you for those of you who share Munzees with us and other people. And just, yeah. And enjoy your Munzee week, everyone.
And Munzee on.
And happy double points weekend.
Munzee.
About it.
Uh-oh. No one say anything now. Don't you know I can't handle silence. You know that. You know that.
There's our outtake. Creepy. There's an outtake. I haven't had an outtake in a while. That one's going to go at the end of the music.
Hold your eyes, guy. This is your dad.
Okay.